This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we tried to clarify some of the confusion with the boosters, where the CDC and the FDA are urging those over 65, those who are immunocompromised, those in high-risk work situations to get the booster. But one of you had asked yesterday, wait, so is this the new formulation? No. It's not the new formulation. I know a lot of people are asking, where the hell is the new formulation of the vaccine that we were promised day one when variants came? And so even though I am very, very grateful to Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson for busting their butts, Sanofi, Novartis, busting their butts to try to make a vaccine, I am a little frustrated with how the process is going, and I don't understand why they're not making good on their promise. So to answer that question, the booster is the same shot that we got December, January, February. And the reason why is even though FD, you know, has waned, it's still pretty strong against the variants. And the reason why the mRNA vaccine was something that got my support and got a lot of doctors' supports is they said they could fine-tune it. The mRNA vaccine is brilliant. It really is one of the most brilliant vaccines out there because it's a piece of genetic material that is not supposed to affect your DNA, and it's supposed to come in, teach your body how to make the spike proteins. Your body then produces the spike proteins. Your immune system learns these spike proteins that shouldn't hurt you so that they're all ready to go when a real virus comes with those spike proteins. Well, the one thing we learned with the alpha variant, the beta variant, the delta variant, the gamma variant, the mu variant, the lambda variant, all these other variants that are coming from UK, respectively, South Africa, mu, Colombia, delta, India, lambda, South America, is that the variants have a change in their spike protein. So when we were told that the vaccines might have to be changed and the mRNA vaccines put us in the best position to do that, I'm like, all right, after I just saw what happened with the Alpha UK strain and then with the Delta, all right, where is it? You guys have the technology. That's why you choose the mRNA form. That's why I got it. Go ahead, fine tune it for the spike proteins. And that's all what's happening. They are mass producing the original vaccine. Now, the original vaccine works, but we hear all this talk about the pandemic's still going to be with us for another year, the pandemic's with us, and, you know, we still have countries that didn't get the vaccine. And I'm like, you guys are ramping up production. The Moderna CEO said there's going to be plenty of vaccine for everybody across the globe. And I'm like, before you ramp up that production, everybody made it sound like, and maybe it wasn't the CEOs of the pharmaceutical companies, maybe it was the media, but they made it sound like you could tweak these vaccines and then mass produce them to address the variants when needed. And if you take a look at the mutations, many of them are similar. I was just speaking about that, like the N501Y mutation. The E484Q mutation is a very common one on multiple variants. The L452R, the T19R, the DN50N. These are mutations that seem to be, you could do a spreadsheet. You could easily kind of map it out, and you could see the most common mutations. And if most of these variant strains have these new spike mutations, maybe then before you ramp up millions and millions of the same old vaccine, I was under the impression that you could fine-tune the mRNA and make the new one. But the problem we have is then from a regulatory standpoint, you need to then go through the approval process, all the bureaucracy. So the reason why you and I aren't getting vaccines that have what we promised we could do, a more precision sort of attack on these spike proteins, the reason why we don't have it is because it's going to take too long to study. It would be a brand new vaccine. And if it's going to be a brand new vaccine, it's going to take months. So it's easier for the companies and these countries to just go with the original one. No. Okay, that's not what we bought in. We bought into this vaccine because you guys said that you could make it more appropriate. You could make it more specific. I mean, I got the vaccine, I'll take the booster, but where the hell is the vaccine that was supposed to cover a lot of the variants? Now people will say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, the original one does. We are making spike proteins that don't have the mutations. Let's make the spike proteins that have the mutations. Then we'll be able to fight off Delta, Mu, Lambda, Iota. There's all these new variants, and they all seem to have very similar spike mutations. Where the hell is the gosh darn newer formulated vaccine? And the studies, I get, you have to restudy from scratch. I get that. Because look at what happened with the FDA. The FDA looked like they went too quickly, and people faulted them for rushing it too quickly. My thing is if you're going to inject me with something, you know, and you have the science, you have the ability, then tweak it. You could study the safety. I mean, if all it is the mRNA for a different spike protein, and it's still the same substrates, even though it's not really preservatives, but still, there's other substrates within the shot, then the studies probably don't have to be as lengthy as the other ones, especially if we're really dealing with deadly variants. I mean, my problem with this is, you know, people aren't saying after the Delta wave we're good. I'd like to think that because I think the Delta wave is staving off Mu, staving off Lambda, staving off a lot of these other sort of variants because of competition. But we're hearing we're going to probably have more waves. Then maybe hold off on this mass production you're doing, tweak it, mass produce that. I mean, it shouldn't be taking that long. We could have been doing it already. We've known of these mutations for months. Years now. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800. And mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of the young people, they don't really know who Monica Lewinsky is, okay? For those of us who are a little older, us Gen Xers, maybe boomers, older, we're like, oh gosh, not this again. Well, apparently the Monica Lewinsky scandal got brought up, and it got brought up on The View, and co-host Joy Behar has been accused of dismissing the notion that Monica Lewinsky was a victim. It says the true victim was Hillary Clinton. I also think America, you know, and having to go through all that was, you know, pretty victimized. That was a big cluster in itself. But, you know, got publicized, and so the whole world was watching. We looked like a joke, and nobody can look at a cigar again the same way. But Joe Behar, now, is, I guess, kind of facing some consequences or some criticism after saying that the former White House intern's affair with Bill Clinton victimized not her, but Hillary Clinton. And so, this is one of these things where I just think it was a mess all the way around. Just to bring some of you up to speed, going to who was Monica Lewinsky. So Monica Lewinsky was an intern, and I think she was an unpaid intern. And she was lucky enough to get a position where she could intern at the White House. And I know people are like, how are unpaid people lucky? But I got to tell you, in terms of the exposure, her career could have gone places. Her career could have been huge. And so she was in her early 20s, and while she was at the White House, somehow she and the president met, and apparently there was some sort of a relationship. Now, I don't know all the details on the consensuality, but in the 90s, when this was reported, it sounded consensual, and it was kind of reported after the fact. So according to History.com, the two began a sexual relationship, and it continued for a good 2 years. Apparently, she was transferred to a job at the Pentagon, and I guess when the administration found out what was going on, they wanted to separate her because they were probably afraid of Hillary, and they're like, oh my gosh, and if Hillary found out, and so they transferred her. I don't know how they did that without, you know, Bill Clinton's sort of seal of approval, but from what I understand, they still kept in touch. But while she was at the Pentagon, there was a coworker named Linda Tripp, and I guess she spoke to Linda Tripp about her affair. Tripp decides to secretly tape, Tripp has now deceased, may she rest in peace, she decided to secretly tape some of the conversations. And then in 1998, when the news of the extramarital affair became public, and Clinton denied the relationship, even under oath, there was proof that Linda Tripp had, I think there was a dress that with a stain with possible DNA. I mean, can you imagine other world leaders looking at us with all this going on? And it stinks because, you know, there were some good things that came out of Bill Clinton's presidency. It's just, you know, he's forever known as, you know, with the Monica Lewinsky and being a womanizer and all that. Oh, and the McDonald's and how he liked McDonald's. So, you know, that's just what people remember. And so Monica Lewinsky apparently had, according to History.com, flirted with the president. And that's where there's a lot of source of controversy. Did Monica Lewinsky ever feel pressured to have a relationship with him? Did she feel like because he was in a position of power, could she not say no? And so there's been a lot of discussions on, you know, was it really consensual? I don't know, because apparently with the tapes, it from what I understand, it was something that she had been excited about enough to keep the dress and not clean the dress. But they still stayed in touch. Apparently there was a couple more trysts, the last in the spring of 1997. Then they remained in touch by phone. I'm not sure what Hillary Clinton did in the midst of all this, but Monica Lewinsky, who could have had one hell of a career having been, you know, as an intern in the White House, you know, having that sort of experience, sadly, it got completely marred with the sexual story of it. The dress was a, Lewinsky's lawyers announced that she'd been granted immunity in exchange for her testimony. She gave Kenneth Starr physical evidence of her dalliances with Clinton, a blue dress with an incriminating stain with the president's DNA. And then on August 17, 1998, Bill Clinton testified before a grand jury and confessed he engaged in inappropriate intimate physical conduct. He had been impeached because he had originally said that he had no sexual, inappropriate sexual interaction with anybody. So as the Me Too movement unfolded with the Harvey Weinstein and everything else that has been going on, employers have been very aggressive and assertive in terms of making sure that anybody in a position of inferiority to somebody of superiority is not feeling forced to engage in any sort of sexual activity for promotion, for an advancement, for fear of their job. And as the law appears, if you at all have sex or some sort of relationship with a quote-unquote inferior, you're guilty until proven innocent, and it doesn't matter how much the inferior person flirted with you, it's going to be very hard to prove that your superiority, your rank in that company doesn't coerce somebody. And so people have looked at that going, well, wait a second, let's look at what happened with Monica Lewinsky. She was an intern, an unpaid intern. Was she forced? Well, it doesn't sound like she was forced based on the tapes, but could she have felt like, I can't say no to the president? Now, I have to think Bill Clinton was kind of good looking. He was pretty suave, dapper. So I was always under the impression that it was consensual. But I guess there's some discussions that, no, it wasn't. She felt forced, maybe. So Joy Behar has now been under some criticism because she says the true victim is Hillary Clinton and the United States of America. She said, I would submit here that the real victim was the United States of America and Hillary Clinton. If you remember when the debate was going on between Trump and Hillary, Trump brought in all these so-called victims of Clinton peccadilloes, little peccadilloes. So, personally, I agree with the America being a victim. I also felt bad for Hillary. I remember going through this whole thing. I was like, poor Hillary. That has got to suck. To be cuckolded on, on the national global stage by a pretty intern, that has to stink. To have your husband cheat on you publicly. And I remember looking at that, and I felt really, really bad for Hillary. And I was like, that's got to be horrible. That I couldn't even imagine her going through that. So I do understand she was a victim. I don't disagree with Joe Behar on that. But in terms of were there other victims? Well, now that we're talking about how people of power have an undue control over other people, you start to wonder with all these little peccadilloes, how many people could have been in a position where they really wanted to say no, but they felt they couldn't. And, it's really tricky because when you look at what happened with Harvey Weinstein, you wonder, did some people have a choice? I'll make you famous if you sleep with me. So they said, I want to be famous. I don't want to just be an actress that, never gets a job and has to wait tables the rest of their life. So honestly, if you're going to promise me a part, I'll sleep with you. I think that's horrible. I hate that sort of those things happen in the industry. But, sadly, there have been people that have slept their way into positions and they did it willingly. They got to step up from competition. It stinks that system exists out there, but there have been people that took advantage of that. If every woman had said, we're all taking a stand, no, there's that job position, and none of us are going to sleep with you for it. So you're going to have to choose us based on our merits. We might put an end to that, but no, there's somebody who's like, bye-bye me. And when that happens, it ruins it for the rest of us. And so, you do worry. And Monica Lewinsky was portrayed in the 90s as a whole variety of things. And one portrayal of which was she wanted to get ahead, figuratively, and make it, high up in politics. And that was a way to do it. And so, I don't, at this point, I don't know where people are going to lay the blame or the victimness of it all. But we have to have some honest conversations of what exactly is happening. And because if we start to victimize or unvictimize, then there's going to be a lot of people that sadly get, overlooked that were true victims or not. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering approval of Pfizer COVID booster shots.
The majority of Americans who were fully vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine are now able to receive the booster shot 6 months after they've received their second shot.
He insisted the move toward boosters has been guided by science. Pfizer boosters will be available 6 months after the second dose for those over 65. The Biden administration had been pushing for boosters to be available for everyone. The photographer who shot the photo of a Border Patrol agent on horseback says the photo is being misinterpreted. Paul Ratje telling KTSM-TV he and his colleagues never saw agents whipping anyone. He says the Haitian men started running and trying to go around the horses. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill approve a 2022 budget.
The House approved a $768 billion National Defense Authorization Act for the 2022 fiscal year in a bipartisan 316-113 vote on Thursday. Now that Pentagon spending levels have been set, some of the guides in the annual law this time around would require women to register for military draft. It also gives U.S. service members a 2.7% pay raise. The bill now heads to the Senate and is expected to work out any differences with the House in the coming months. Should also be noted, the House approved a $1 billion Iron Dome defense missile system for Israel. The vote in favor was 420-9. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NFL has announced Super Wild Card Weekend will wrap up with a Monday night game in the playoffs beginning this postseason. That means two games will take place on Saturday, three more on Sunday, followed by the Monday night contest. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I was watching some old movies, and in the olden days, they would, I guess, tie somebody up to a railroad track, and you're like, oh no, that's so dangerous. I hope the conductor of the train sees them. And I guess the conductor of the train does, but they can't slow the train down in time, and somebody has to, you know, I guess, save the damsel in distress, and you're like, oh man, that was a close one. And so, you know, it was sensationalized in TV for years, but people don't understand that railroad crossings are still very, very dangerous. And so joining us next is Phil Marin, spokesperson for New York Operation Lifesaver, and he is going to talk to us about how people get hit by vehicles, like often in on railroad crossings. Mr. Marins, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the chance to let people know about train safety. You know, it's what I do, but so many people just don't realize how dangerous trains are. You know, it takes a train an average of about a mile to stop. So when they see you at a railroad crossing, if you're stuck or you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing on the crossing, they can stop. So it's really, you know, up to us to learn about train safety and try and make better decisions around tracks.
So, you know, what's interesting. When I grew up, I watched Stand By Me. And Stand By Me, they would stick to the tracks. And a lot of people said when they were younger, they would follow the tracks. One, because there was clearage, that if they wouldn't get ticks, they would clear the foliage. Two, there'd be safety. But, you know, in terms of not trains, but in terms of, you know, not being out in the woods. But, and so many people would actually use train tracks as a guide for them, and that's kind of a bad idea in terms of walking nowadays, because there should be plenty of roads.
Well, you know, it's a terrible idea. You know, in the old days, trains made a clickety-clack noise. You could hear them from a while away, but nowadays, you know, rails go for a quarter mile, and they're welded, and trains are remarkably quiet. That's why, you know, they need to blow a whistle when they come to a railroad crossing, because people would tend not to hear them. In my area, a couple of years ago, a young man, 17, had his life ahead of him, was walking to work. He was doing, you know, he was just trying to get to work. He was using the railroad tracks as a shortcut. He had his back to the train. He had earbuds in, which many young people do, and many people, even my age, never heard the train whistle, never heard anything, just never got out of the way. The engineer put on the emergency brake. But really, once the engineer saw that young man, there was nothing that he could do, because all they can do, they can't swerve, there's no steering wheel in a train.
Right.
You know, the only thing they can do is put on the brakes. And again, it takes about a mile. And today, these days, some of the trains are so long, it can take up to 2 miles to stop. So it's really, really dangerous to walk by the train tracks. One of the things that we've also noticed recently is that some photographers will set up photo shoots, especially for weddings, I don't know why, on railroad tracks. This is incredibly dangerous. We've done, you know, a lot of outreach to people. A few years ago, there was a very famous film accident. They had neglected to tell the railroad company what they were doing, and someone died because they were sitting on the railroad tracks. And it, you know, we don't tend to see trains as this dangerous, huge thing. We see them as, well, you know, they're going to get in my way, so I'm going to try and get to this railroad crossing before the train crosses. People still try and get in front of the trains like that. They still try and beat the train. And, you know, it's only a game that you can lose really badly at. And we're trying, you know, our goal is to let people know how dangerous it is, give them the information so that they make better decisions. That's our real goal.
And it looks like every 3 hours, a person or vehicle is hit by a train in the U.S. This is every 3 hours, somebody is getting hit by a train. That's a pretty starking, that's a pretty high number.
Yes, it is. Every year, about 1,000 people, sometimes as many as 1,200, die from collisions with trains. And, you know, our goal, of course, is to bring that to zero. You know, my organization, Operation Lifesaver, we give presentations for free. Our volunteers go all across New York State, and there's other Operation Lifesaver organizations in 48 states across the country. Now, you know, most of my people come from the train industry, and the reason that they tell me, there are two reasons. One, it's a way to give back to the community, and they know that if they do a presentation, they could actually save somebody's life. So it's really, really important to them. And the other is we have a lot of engineers and conductors who do this who, you know, if you have a 20-year career as a railroad engineer, the chances are really good you're going to hit somebody. And they tell me that they, you know, they see the eyes of people in cars that are on the track, and when they realize that they weren't going to be able to beat the train, and it just haunts them, and they really They just want other people, they want everyone to know, to really be careful around the railroad tracks.
So we're speaking to Phil Marin, spokesperson for New York Operation Lifesaver. So one of my biggest fears is there's a couple of tracks, and we have so much traffic where I live. And so the cars, I know not to stay on the track. I know to wait. And somebody honks behind me, you know, while you're waiting to get onto a freeway or something. And I don't want to be waiting on a track and then stuck in traffic. What happens if let's say you're stuck in traffic for a half hour and you end up still being on the track, and then all of a sudden the train is coming, so the barriers, what happens? Does the barrier know a car is there? Does the barrier hit the car? What happens?
So, you know, in that specific incident, the thing to do is just drive through the barrier. Drive away, save your life. Those barriers are made to break. Even if they dent your car, get out of there. You know, there's a thing called the emergency notification system if you're stuck on the tracks, because people do get stuck on the tracks with some frequency across America. You know, there are 2,700 railroad crossings in just New York State alone. And so if you get stuck on the tracks, there's a blue and white sign on every railroad crossing in America called the emergency notification system. And it gives you the number to call, and that number goes to the railroad, and they will stop the train. They're the only people that really can stop the train. If you call 911, they may not know the right railroad to call. They may, you know, it's a really good system, and hardly anybody knows about it. We did an education effort because, you know, this started 15, 20 years ago, and people still don't know that those signs exist. And I'm a good example. I live in a railroad town. We have two railroad crossings. I live in a small village, and I've gone through those railroad crossings hundreds of times. And until I started working with Operation Lifesaver, I didn't know that those blue and white emergency notifications signs exist.
So true.
A lot that we can teach the general public that people don't know. You think there's so little to know about trains, but we sort of disregard train information at our own peril. One of the things I really try and do is, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was going to say, in the last minute, you're doing a contest to help raise awareness. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, this is a really great contest. We're doing it with Metro North Commuter Railroad, and through their tracks program, they have a safety superhero called Metro Man, and this contest is open to anyone 30 or under, and I would Google up Metro Man contest. It'll take you to the page, and we're asking people to create short videos or memes or GIFs, and we're giving away iPad Pros and earbuds and other stuff. And,
love it.
You know, it's a really fun way to learn about train safety and to get your work out there and notice.
Operation Lifesaver. Love it. Love it. Phil Marins, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back. Good luck with everything you do.
Thank you.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORLEE.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Chris Cuomo, now brother of Andrew Cuomo, CNN host, has been accused of sexual harassment. And this comes from a former executive producer at ABC. And this is obviously making huge headlines. I think Chris Cuomo does a very good job from a hosting standpoint, from a media standpoint. There has been a lot of issues and questions on the controversy of him actually using that role to help his brother. And those are things that he was criticized for. I'm not sure if anything ever came out of that or not. But now he's facing possible sexual harassment charges. Now, this was an opinion piece that was published Friday. And writing in New York Times, the former executive producer Shelley Ross says Cuomo greeted her at a 2005 party. So this is, what, 16 years ago. He wrapped her in a bear hug, grabbed her buttock, and didn't realize that her husband was sitting right there. Now, Cuomo later apologized in an email. This was also published by the newspaper, in which he states, "Now that I think of it, I am ashamed." He insists the action was intended as a hearty greeting with no malicious or sexual intent. Now, Andrew Cuomo is no longer governor because of his sexual harassment scandal. You would think what happened with the COVID cases and nursing homes feeling forced to take patients that could put others at risk would be enough, but it wasn't. It took the sexual harassment scandal to unseat Andrew Cuomo, and his brother, Chris, is 51 years old. And so when Chris Cuomo was advising his brother, he had said, "My advice to my brother was simple and consistent on what you did. Tell people what you'll do to be better, be contrite, and finally accept that it doesn't matter what you intended. What matters is how your actions and words were perceived." And so Chris Cuomo had told people that he told him to resign, and I think that kind of quieted down a lot of the controversy, saying, "I told him to quit," as opposed to helping him go after those that accused him. Now, Ms. Ross was Cuomo's boss as an executive producer of his primetime live program at ABC. And this incident happened at a colleague's leaving party. Cuomo didn't join CNN until 2013, but has become one of the network's main stars. So she said that she was at a party with my husband, who sat behind me on an ottoman sipping his Diet Coke as I spoke with work friends. That happens when I bring my husband to work parties. You know, luckily he knows some people, but usually they just kind of sit there, you know, and they won't drink, you know, because they'll drive just in case you decide to have a cocktail, right, with your bosses or whatever. And they're, I really feel bad for the partners. You know, they go to this thing, they have to go there, they have to, but they don't know anybody and they just kind of sit around and, So anyway, that's what he did. He sat on the ottoman. And then Chris apparently enters the Upper West Side bar, walks towards him, greets her. Her greets her with a strong bear hug while lowering one hand to firmly grab and squeeze the cheek of my buttock. And he said, "I could do this now that you're no longer my boss." She says, "No, you can't." Pushes him off at the chest while stepping back, reveals her husband, who was there the whole time, and then they quickly left. So Cuomo has issued a statement and says that Shelley acknowledges her interaction was not sexual in nature. It happened 16 years ago in a public setting when she was a top executive at ABC. I apologized to her then, and I meant it. Now, Ross says she did not want Cuomo to lose his job. She says, "I hope he stays at CNN forever if he chooses." She said, "I would, however, like to see him journalistically repent, agree on air to study the impact of sexism, harassment, and gender bias in the workplace, including his own, and then report on it." So this is interesting, and this is something that makes a lot of people kind of squirm and being uncomfortable. One is, you know, okay, you know, how many of us have our butts, you know, gotten grabbed, and how many of you have grabbed butts? Is something you did a couple decades ago going to come back and haunt you? And that has been something that the Me Too movement, there's been a lot of good and bad that have come with the Me Too movement. And sadly, inappropriate behavior that you might have done when you drank can come back to haunt you nowadays, because it was inappropriate then, might not have been addressed then. And for those people going, you know, Jeremy Pivens, all sorts of people who have been accused of something that happened in their past, it does. It you know, in this day and age, in this legal setting, yeah, something you did a long, 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 long time ago that was wrong will come back and haunt you. Just like, let's say, if you murdered somebody. It's frustrating, though, because at the time, especially in the 90s, people grabbed and they got away with it. And even though it was wrong, society, I guess, let it happen. So somebody getting, you know, smacked on the butt. How many times am I smacked on the butt as a waitress? That's inappropriate. Now, would I put any of those people in jail now? No. They got away with it. I didn't like it. It was inappropriate. But it was something that people did that was wrong. My classmates, my colleagues, right? I mean, you know, they would grab, they would whatever. And, you know, I never grabbed them because I thought that was inappropriate and sexual. But people did. I told you there was a picture during my graduation, medical school graduation. They told us to do a funny picture. And so while we were holding up my friend's leg like a can-can, one of the students behind me decided to grab my breast in the picture. Now, you know, it's a shame that that picture got taken. I turned around and I punched him, okay? And that was it. I'm like, you idiot. That was stupid, you idiot. I went on, moved on. But sadly, that's something that could plague him if that picture ever shows up. So, you know, so it is one of those things where it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I got frisky with somebody, I shouldn't have, I touched them, is my life going to be ruined? You know, I don't believe that somebody's life should be ruined for getting frisky with somebody at a bar and stopping when, you know, and I do believe there should be repenting, there should be some apology, there should be some sort of reparations on a inappropriate flirtation that happened. But assault is assault. And so society does not tolerate any of that right now. But then again, on the flip side, I mean, I can't tell you how many times it happened to me. I moved on. You know, am I going to make a big thing about it? I mean, I've had various levels of assault being done. And I chose at the time to not go to the police. I chose at the time to not, and I don't, it just, to me, at this point, to ruin somebody's life, it's a shame. It's a shame, but I had made that decision to not bring it up then. And maybe I should have. I know I should have, but I was afraid. You know, I didn't think I was going to be able to, continue with my career. And it was a decision I made, and that's the decision I made, and that's the decision I'm going to stick with. So in this particular situation, you know, Chris Cuomo has a lot of fans, but he also has a lot of enemies. And what stinks is when you are in the public eye, and you do have a little cockiness and an air of arrogance, you know, because you're a star. And because people, you know, you have such a fan base, it does make people want to see him repent for something like that. And so here's a prior executive producer, somebody in the industry going, you know, this guy's poop does stink. You know, he's not as angelic as he looks. And so, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, should this have been brought up before? You know, what good would it do now? Or, you know, in light of everything going on, you know, should he do what she's asked? 1-877 Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.